Standard Bank spoke to Linde Kadzedze, Global Markets Executive Head, Institutional Clients, Standard Bank Group, on the African Women Impact Fund. We are thrilled to have you join us today, Leeds, as we discuss a new and exciting initiative within the Standard Bank Group. Please tell us a little bit more about the African Women Impact Fund.
Thank you, Terry. We are very excited indeed. The African Women Impact Fund is an initiative of the UN Economic Commission for Africa, UNECA for short, and its partners. It was established in collaboration with the Standard Bank Group and MEDA advisors with the aim of creating a sustainable investment platform to grow the number of women asset managers on the African continent. The fund's primary objectives are aligned with the UN Sustainable Development Goals 5, that is gender equality, and 8, which is decent work and economic growth, along with the AU Agenda 2063 in Africa. You may ask why this is important. The fund seeks to strengthen the economic empowerment of African women through accelerating the growth of African women fund managers. It will help address the fundamental gap in women managers' access to the private and public investment ecosystem. On the continent, only 5% of women are fund managers, and only 7% of all private equity capital is invested in women-owned businesses. Yet, 70% of business consumption decisions on the continent are made by women. The fund will aim for broad-based transformation within the asset management industry across all the regions of the African continent. In addition, the fund will be sector agnostic while prioritizing high-impact sectors such as education, manufacturing, healthcare, clean energy, and agriculture.
Those sectors are quite big, and even more so all the way across the African continent. How would this be implemented to ensure its success?
Genesis of the fund is to simply increase the size of assets managed by women fund managers, and in turn, increase the scale of the economic decisions they make. It is about giving women seats at the table regarding the economic decisions that will drive Africa's growth. This platform will allow us to further support the growth of women fund managers by surrounding them with all the necessary technical assistance to create sustainable and scalable fund managers. To achieve this, we'll embark on a phased approach. Phase one will invest in established women managers within listed and private debt markets with a proven track record as lead or co-managers. Phase two will extend its mandate to include women managers in private equity, thus enabling the fund to hold a combination of listed and private asset investments. And lastly, phase three, the fund will further extend its mandate to include the incubation phase of women-owned asset managers on the continent.
Since it speaks to women and empowering women, what does Standard Bank hope to achieve through its involvement in the African Women Impact Fund?
The Standard Bank Group is the largest bank on the continent by asset size, with operations in 20 African countries. The bank sees gender equity not only as a fundamental human right, but also as a business imperative. We believe that the economic empowerment of women is essential to raising Africa's economic output and creating sustainable jobs. Further, our group chief executive, Mr. Sim Shabalala, is a global thematic champion of the He for She movement for gender equity, an international partnership led by UN Women. Standard Bank's support of the work of the African Women Investment Fund aligns with Standard Bank's longstanding commitment to women and impact investing.
And lastly, why is this important for African women?
Women empowerment is essential for human progress, vibrant economies, and success in the private sector. However, gender inequality is still rampant and currently impedes economic progress across emerging markets, including Africa. African women constitute about 50% of the population, but remain largely underrepresented in leadership roles in financial markets. The gap remains important, and the continent loses over 20% of GDP as a result.
That was Linde Kadzedze speaking about the African Women Impact Fund.